The timing of the revelation that UK security agents monitored the communications of politicians friendly to Britain is sure to leave David Cameron facing awkward questions from his G8 counterparts as the two-day summit wraps. Guests from Russia, Italy, France, Canada, Germany, Japan and the US might have been having second thoughts about the security of their data after The Guardian reported the activities of delegates at the 2009 G20 event had been closely monitored. The tactics of British intelligence, as outlined in The Guardian, included the setting up of fake internet cafes whose primary focus was to gather and collate the data generated by the emails and the internet searches of G20 delegate members. There's also the suggestion that the data taken from smartphones was to be stored and used at a further date. It was also claimed that alongside internet and smartphone data, phone calls of delegates were also targeted. Under special scrutiny was the data of traditionally friendly powers like South Africa and Turkey. During the two-day summit held in April and September 2009, during Gordon Brown's premiership, over 45 analysts worked at monitoring the information around the clock. The claims form part of the documents leaked by NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden. Former Scotland Yard commander John O'Connor said this is standard practice.
That's what the job of the security services is, because you may be listening to what your allies are saying to you, and they may be your friends on the surface, but you don't know who their friends are, and their friends may not be your friends, they may be your enemies. How are you going to find out? The only way you can do that is by listening to their emails and their telephone conversations. I'm not surprised, but I think one has to be aware that there can't be a world leader anywhere who isn't aware that this goes on.
For the British government, the revelation of this information would be an issue of controlling the actions of a whistleblower, not changing intelligence gathering methods.
If you're going to have a debate about it, you'll get all the arguments about infringement of privacy, infringement of civil rights, infringement of freedom of speech, and so on. These are things which are not really, in my view, for public consumption. The fact that it's got out is out of the control of the British government. I just think that it's an embarrassment. It is hugely embarrassing for them.
There's been no official comment from the UK agencies involved, and Prime Minister David Cameron has maintained the official line of never commenting on security and intelligence issues. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.